Level 3, Withdrawal and Resetting. As you gradually come to recognize distraction, sooner and sooner, through more mindfulness, you become able to place your attention back on the object when it has wandered, as if putting a patch on a cloth. Mindfulness has now matured to the point where you immediately recognize distraction. Level 4, Staying Close. When, due to the full maturation of mindfulness, you are able to immediately counter laziness and forgetfulness, you pass to the fourth level, in which you do not lose the object in forgetfulness. Coarse excitement and laxity are over, but subtle versions persist, interfering from time to time, though not causing you to lose the object. On the first three levels, laziness and forgetfulness were the main problems. But now, laxity and excitement have become the chief concerns. Level 5, Disciplining the Mind. Introspection now becomes stronger, and through your own experience, you recognize the advantages of meditative stability. Coarse laxity no longer arises. The withdrawal of the mind from extraneous objects now proceeds too far, so it becomes necessary to apply remedies to subtle laxity and thereby heighten the mind. Level 6, Pacifying the Mind. By applying remedies to subtle laxity, you attain the sixth level. Introspection has fully developed, and through your own experience, you know the faults of scattering to thoughts and destructive emotions. Subtle laxity poses no great danger. However, those very remedies for overcoming subtle laxity by heightening the mind may lead to an overly invigorated mind. And now, there is danger of generating subtle excitement. Level 7, Thoroughly Pacifying the Mind. By applying remedies to subtle excitement, you reach the seventh level. As soon as desire, scattering, laxity, lethargy, and the like are produced in even subtle form, you abandon them through exertion. Now you no longer need to be concerned about coming under the influence of subtle laxity and excitement. Effort is now able to stop laxity and excitement so that they cannot damage your concentration, even if they make slight interruptions.